There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on a Wednesday, and we are back and live at Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. Always a lot of fun to come out here, hang out with y'all, get to talk, and eat a little bit of lunch, or maybe a lot of bit of lunch. We'll talk more about what's going on at Ed's, but we'd love to see you out right now. Come on out. You'll see the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. You know you're in the right place. Walk on upstairs, sit down, grab some lunch, and talk with us. Some FM Talk 106.5 goodies for you as well. And when you come in, you can roll in and say hello to Mobile County Commissioner, District 3, Jerry Carlson, with me. Hey.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm good. It's been too long since, you know, we've talked a few times, but we have not been in the same place here in like a couple months, so it's good to see you.
That's true, but I text you my opinion every morning,
yes,
and
you do.
That's important.
Yes, you keep me corrected where I'm wrong.
Well, most of them I hope you don't put my name with it, but yeah.
No, keep it secret.
Yeah,
yeah,
good,
sure
good.
I do. Yeah, that's
I've
what
got
I told
that
everybody.
Code name.
That's right. This is what we're going to do today is have a conversation about a couple things, and I want to get into some questions I have for you, Mobile County questions.
Okay.
But before that, I think we get to it because I know a big announcement is slated for right now.
It is. I don't know if you remember, but back in 2012, when it was you and Wayne Garner. Mm-hmm. And we actually sat down, and you invited me to come in. I talked about running for county commission, and
that's right.
I was encouraged and discouraged in some ways, and we ran, and we made it. So I felt it only fitting to return to my roots. We are today, I want to formally announce my candidacy for the Alabama 1 Congressional District, which is presently being held by, of course, Congressman Burns. You know, historically, this office has been held by some great, great men. You can go back with Congressman Edwards, Congressman Callahan, Congressman Bonner, Congressman Burns. I mean, just some great men that we owe a huge amount of thanks to and a huge pair of shoes to fill. And I would like the opportunity to do that for District 1.
Well, I appreciate that. Coming back, you made that announcement.
Yeah.
Running for county commission on
here
our show.
Here in Baldwin County, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I know. But you made that announcement last time in our studios. You won. You've been a Mobile County Commissioner now, stepping into a race here for AL1. Now, let's talk about this. This is precipitated right by the announcement of Congressman Byrne that he's running for Senate.
Right, which will leave an open seat for this congressional seat. So it's open, and I'm sure there'll be several of us that will be running for it.
Okay.
But, you know, in the race for county commission, you know, I made a couple of promises in 2012. One of the promises was I'd use taxpayers' money in a better way than what we'd previously seen. I was a staunch advocate against the $40 million soccer project. That's no big hidden secret. But I'm also proud to say that now we're building a soccer field project for under $5 million. And I should hope that it should grow in time, grow as we can afford it. And the second thing is we were always in deficit when I took office. And since 2013, we've had an excess of cash every year that we're able to roll back over to the next year. And we did that without cutting services to the citizens of Mobile County. So I want to take those same skill sets that I've honed over the last 6.5 years, take them to Washington.
Well, okay, that set of skills, too, when you came in and you came in on our show saying you're going to run for Mobile County Commission, you talked about your past in business.
Right.
And that's got to be the same guiding principle here?
It is. When I came here in 2012, the unemployment rate in Mobile County was about a little. I think it was 10.7% was unemployment rate. Now it's down to 4%, Now, I can take credit for some of that. I worked on such projects as Walmart Distribution Center, the Amazon Sortation Center, the expansion of also ships. I worked on the expansion of Airbus. So we can take credit for that, for that being 4% now. And, you know, and that's just business skills. You know, going able to sit down with CEOs and sit down with corporations and be able to work through what the hurdles are. And we've got some huge hurdles in Washington we've got to try to overcome.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, but you make a good point in your job as county commissioner, and I could think of those, but to hear you list them, there were a lot of times that you were working at a capacity beyond what a lot of times would be a county commission. Because
sure.
Mobile County, the entirety of the county commission, along with the city of Mobile as well, working on projects that are international. When you talk about Airbus,
well,
I mean...
And Mobile County, my little district has become more than Mobile County, my little district. Now with Mobile County and Baldwin County together, we're always working on projects together. We've almost become one. And mm-hmm. I don't want to lose our identity, obviously, but we work with the county commission in Baldwin County as well as we do ourselves. So we're always working on projects together, and that's extremely important. Because what benefits us in Baldwin County also benefits Baldwin County and Mobile. So
you're saying you've got a little bit of experience working beyond just a district in the county.
And I've spent the last 5 to 6 months traveling every district, every county in this district that we're looking at, and I've been asking questions. What do you need? What you feel like your needs are? You know, where's our shortcoming? So I've got a good feel of meeting people and getting their opinions.
Well, if you want to deal with deficits, like you said, you know, dealing with here at the county level, you're biting off a big deficit there when you start looking at Washington.
Well, I understand that. It'll certainly take more than Jerry Carl to fix the deficit in Washington. You know, first thing we got to do is get some control of our spending,
right.
and our spending pattern. But, you know, there's three big issues that I truly want to push and promote going into Washington. One is we've got to support President Trump. President Trump has got an agenda. We need to support that agenda. We need to, using football language that we all understand,
right.
He's a quarterback and we're the linemen. Our job is to block and tackle. So with President Trump, I was with him when he made his first announcement here at his first rally. I've been with him at his second rally. I'll be with him in 2024 when he goes out of office. So he certainly have got a fan here. But we've got to support him and get his agenda working, because you look at the unemployment rate, you look at the stock market, you look at everything's positive except for the news that's coming out of Congress and the way they're just beginning to treat one another. I mean, they're beginning to feed on one another pretty bad.
Yeah, you watch that going on today.
Yeah. The second thing is infrastructure. The infrastructure, in especially this district, too, is just horrible. We've got to elect someone that understands the infrastructure issues in Mobile, in District 1.
Okay.
The bridge project.
There's the big one.
Yeah, there's the big one, and that's obviously a lot of federal money involved there. We've got to get someone that understands it. I have served on that committee on and off for the last 6.5 years, and I'll roll back on, so I'll have a total of 8 years by the time we get to this election. I'll have a total of 8 years experience on that committee, so I know a lot about that bridge. I know a lot about the funding. I understand a lot of it. So whoever we elect, you better elect somebody that understands that bridge project.
Right, and that's key to things that you worked on as a commissioner. You're talking about Walmart Sortation Center and all
yeah.
that. That's
yeah, it's key. It's all right now. It's a holdback. We could do more if we had more with bridge project. And you know, the second thing as far as infrastructure is the Foley Expressway. I've been traveling Baldwin County for the last 2.5-3 months, making calls, picking people's brains, and it's horrible over there trying to move around. I can't imagine what it's going to be like in the summertime. We've got to grow with the traffic. Let me give you a little fact. Overnight, they can increase by 100,000 people.
Meaning what?
That summertime.
Oh,
summertime.
Yeah.
100,000 people overnight.
Wow.
And you throw divide that by 3 or 4, you got 25,000 more cars on the roads there, and it's horrible. So we've got to focus on that Foley Expressway.
Right.
We've got to, from a federal standpoint, of course, it's a state, and it is a county road, without a doubt. But there's going to be some federal issues with permits that we can certainly help them in Washington, help them push that along. So, again, you got to have somebody with some road experience that actually understands the road systems themselves. And I'm proud to say I'm I've got my back's full of Navy and Marine Corps. They're coming on the show after this. Yep. I'd love to tell you they were here for me, but they're not. But I have a huge passion for these veterans and the health care that we should be providing them. I feel like the health care in District 1 is certainly not what we should be providing them. Talking to vets, they're very discouraged with the mobile clinic here that we have. They're going either to Pensacola or they're going to Biloxi to get service. And there's a 40-mile rule. They give them a card, and this card is called the Veterans Choice Card. I was unaware of it until it was pointed out to me the other day by a veteran. And if you're 40 miles away from the closest facility, they'll give you a card, and you can use the doctor or the hospital of your choice. I would love to shrink that down. I'd like to see it a 20 or do away with it at all. Let's just go with a choice card, just like Medicare. I mean, something as simple as that. We give every veteran a veteran's card. They can go where they want to the hospital they want to. We already have the rates. We already know how much it's going to cost. It's just a matter of doing the math. And the VA system, until it gets competition, competing against it, it's not going to improve any.
All right, so let's do this. We'll run the news break and come back.
Sure.
More Jerry Carl announcing running for AL1. We will also take some questions from the text line at 343-0106. Come see us. We're at Ed's Seafood Shed. It's Midday Mobile. Well, if you stop on by and grab some FM Talk 106.5 goodies, and come say hi to Jerry Carl and the Scuttlebutt Boys. They're already in here. So, yeah, Marine Corps, Navy, well represented. Be right back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Hey, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile. We are live from Ed's Seafood Shed. I'll be doing this show till 1 o'clock, then the Scuttlebutt Radio Network with Tom and Cal. A veteran show hosted by veterans for veterans. They come on at 1 and go till 2, but we'll be here. You know you're in the right place. Coming down the causeway, you see the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit, which is a fancy name for the thing I call our van. You'll see it. You know you're in the right place. Walk on in and be part of the show today. We'd love for you to come hang out and get some of the great seafood here at Ed's and have a little fellowship. Visit with us. Talking to Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl, who announced, let's do it again for people just joining us here who didn't get to the radio till a little bit late. They didn't get right out the door at noon. You announced what?
I announced that I am actually, my official statement here says, today I want to formally announce my candidacy for Alabama 1st Congressional District. In other words, I want to run for Congress.
I like it. You said you're coming back here because you made the initial announcement when you're running for Mobile County Commissioner.
Always return to your roots.
I appreciate that. I like that.
Yeah.
And you've always been somebody that we could get in touch with very quickly, whether I was bothering you about something or wanted to celebrate something. You've always been quick to do that, and I thank you for it.
Same with constituents. I've always had a very open office, and I like that.
Yeah, when you gave your cell phone number, I thought that was awesome.
Well, that's all right. No, that's okay. That's what I'm here for.
Okay, well, we're talking about what goes on. So we talked a bit about, what you've done as a county commissioner and then taking that to Washington. And you're kind of running through some things. We were just talking about veterans issues and the 40-mile radius for the care card, which, there's a lot of veterans here that will be interested in that, that commentary.
Obviously, the infrastructure issue is probably one of the biggest on the plate. But, as they refer to the meat and potatoes, the abortion issue is going to be a driving factor. I think some of these issues that we're looking at on the Green Deal, which I just find absolutely hilarious.
The Green New Deal?
Yeah, I don't understand how anyone could actually bite that and believe that could honestly work. The $600,000 per household, that's a little steep.
Mm-hmm.
I know it is at my house. I don't know about yours.
Probably a little more. I'd have to go ahead and get a
The 90% tax rate that they're talking about, that's simply going to run people out of the country. We've got to send somebody to Washington that's got common sense and be able to communicate that common sense and try to bring these people together. Because I refuse to believe, this is my personal feeling, I refuse to believe everybody in Washington is this far left. Right. I think it's just a handful making a lot of noise, and we need to identify who that handful is and try to find a way that we can work together, come together on some of these issues. Obviously, all these issues we can't. The abortion issue is drawn in the line.
Right.
I'm against abortion, period.
Right.
So for this, some issues we'll never match up on, but there's a lot of things that we can.
Well, that's the thing that is good to hear, because there's negotiation, especially if you're elected and you come in as a new class of representatives. You've got to work with other people. You can't walk in and say, all right, y'all step to attention. Here's what we're going to do. You got to find people who have the same ideas as you and build coalitions.
You got to find your feet. I mean, you got to find your right. sea legs when you get in there. But I believe in 2020, as far as the socialist movement that we see going on right now, I believe we're going to see a huge change in the office. I think 2020 is going to swing back to the Republicans. I firmly believe that, because no one can believe all of this rhetoric coming out of Washington. It's just too far-fetched for even the ones that want to believe it. It's hard to understand.
Let's get down to some AL1 specifics here. Okay. Talk about, and you mentioned some of them with businesses like Airbus or the Sortation Center, but you and I can look west out this window here and probably see the top of the hangars there at Austell.
Yes.
It's a big deal.
Huge.
It's a big deal. That's something.
4,000-plus jobs.
As a congressman from AL1, that's got to be one of the top daily priorities.
Fought for that, and he's going to have to, whoever comes in there, he's going to have to teach them how to fight, keep those projects moving.
Because it's not a sure thing. We watched it just a year ago was, in question, or less than a year ago.
Nothing's sure when you're dealing with government contracts.
Right.
You know, they can change from day to day. But Bradley's done excellent. Congressman Burns has done an excellent job of covering that, keeping it busy, keeping it coming back here versus East Coast. So hopefully we can continue that. Whomever should be elected, which I think is going to be me, but we've got to focus on Austell.
All right, let's talk about something in that position that just happened this year. You're in that position in Washington. You're faced with a vote, like was laid out before, for a government shutdown. Do you let it shut down, or do you vote to keep it open for a less than perfect deal?
I would have shut it down. I believe what we're bringing to the table from a negotiation standpoint is important. We're talking about, and no one wants to lay anybody off. I mean, one of the reasons I got involved in government is because of a previous elected official that was holding a permit to keep people from building a pipeline. He was going to show them he was in control. So that was Christmas without any gifts for those 15 families. So I understand laying people off comes with the consequences. But, as an American, at some point, place, time, we've got to turn this around. It's got to be about America, not about China, not about some of these other issues. And we've got to move on. And the only way we're going to do it is we're going to have to become united. You know, we forget this word, united, and come together as one. As you and I both know, from a negotiation standpoint, you don't get your way on everything.
That's true.
But you negotiate it to a point that you can live with, both sides can live with, and you move on.
If you're just joining us, talking to Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl, announcing today, just minutes ago, you're running for AL1, which, another part of that story, too, is we'll see what happens in 2020 with the census, but AL1 could be changing in size too, as we might have a redrawn district because of losing a district in the state.
I understand, but the people that should know, look for one to stay in place, and actually a couple of other ones change, a little shifting around, moving a boundary line. So I'm willing.
Maybe it won't happen. I mean, maybe it won't happen, but there's a lot of people believe it will.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Somebody asked you here, you say it may get crowded. How crowded do you think it'll get in this AL1?
They're guessing somewhere between 9 and 11 people running for this seat.
9-11, because I remember last time this was up in a special, it was a very crowded field.
Yeah, I think it was 8 that time.
And let's see
An
here.
Open seat like this does not come up very often.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that's...
All right, can you hang out for a second?
Sure.
Okay,
we'd love to.
Run to the news break here and come back more with Jerry Carl announcing his run for AL1. But we'll probably slip some Mobile County Commission questions in there because I can't help myself. I can't help myself. We'll do that when we return. Hey, we are live at Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. Come out and be part of the show. Grab some seafood. Plus, Scuttlebutt Radio Network, they come on at 1, Tom Cow and the gang. So I want you to be here for that.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right. Welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile live from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. Love for you to come by and be part of the show today. And I just saw another one of my buddies from the folks that put together Families of the Fallen website, familiesofthefallen.org. And it's a 100% law enforcement staffed, 100% volunteer group helping the families of those officers that have been killed in the line of duty. And this latest event that we have been talking about for a week or so here is what you'll see on Saturday at the head of the floral parade. And that is a float that has 27 people on it that have all lost a loved one in law enforcement. And they're on the float. Okay, we're trying. The idea is for an hour or two or three that they can have some sunshine in their life, get their minds off of the loss and the ultimate sacrifice those families have made. And a very small way for us to show our appreciation for them is what y'all have done. And y'all are amazing as an audience, because I told you in the morning show, and I need to double down on it, because yesterday they were about half of what they needed for Families of the Fallen in throws and then cash to buy throws. And then by mid-afternoon yesterday, thousands of dollars in donations and throws have been made, and y'all are fantastic. So big thank you to two of the big checks I saw yesterday. I know there's lots of people that gave, but Carter Drain, David Preston, two guys that sat down, wrote checks for $500 each yesterday to buy throws, and a whole bunch more, y'all, raising thousands of dollars for these families. And once again, you'll see that float at the head of the floral parade. It has a law enforcement theme. Float was donated by the folks at the Mobile Mystics. Thank you to that organization. Fantastic for donating the float, and y'all for stacking all the throws on there. I want it to look like, you know, one of those floats where the people barely have anywhere to stand, and it's nothing but throws on it. That's what I want to see, and it looks like y'all have done that. And y'all kick butt. I may have used a different word on Twitter, but y'all here on the radio, y'all kick butt. You make me so proud.
It's a family program.
That's right. But the Twitter's not PG-13 on Twitter. Yeah. But here it's G-rated. Continue our conversation with Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl, who has announced running for AL1. What about the timing on this? You know, the idea that, hey, is this too early to be campaigning here?
On my first campaign, I started a year and a half out knocking on doors, and everybody thought it was too early, but it took me a year and a half to knock on 15,000 houses and doors. So
now you got a little bigger bunch of doors to knock on.
I do. I don't know that I'll be able to walk and knock on every door. But the actual election is March the 3rd, 2020, that we're focused on,
right,
which is the primary. It's not November 2020.
Well, the general is a primary quite often for AL1.
Well, yeah. it is, but well,
I mean, the primary is a general, yeah.
Well, the primary that we're focused on right now, which is March the 3rd, which is just a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a year out. It's time to be. If you hadn't started putting your campaign together now and your people, you're going to be well behind. So
let's talk about that, too. People want to get more information about why you're running, your ideas for AL1, where do they go?
We have a website, Jerry Carl for Congress. It's just been activated. I was told at 12:30 it'd be activated, so I'm assuming
it is.
We have our Twitter. We have all the social medias. We encourage people to go and look at those, respond on those, send us some questions, give us some ideas. We also have a donation page. It's going to be a good expensive race.
Yeah.
We'll take all those contributions we can get. That keeps Mama happy.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And also, you know, now you've got multiple Johns, but I know what you're doing day in and day out, to the point you give people your personal cell phone as Mobile County Commissioner in District 3.
Well, if you're not accessible as an elected official, I don't know why you're there.
Good point. I like it.
You know,
no, I like
just,
it. I just
that's. I know some elected officials that don't like to do that, but I do.
It's a good deal. I want to talk about a Mobile County Commission thing for a second here, because this is an event that you've talked to me about in the past, the Operation Clean Sweep. This one coming up March 9th from 7 to 1:30 at, this is South Mobile County residents only. So these are District 3 folks.
Well, if someone wants to bring it from somewhere other than South Mobile County, we would certainly accept it. But it's targeted for the south part of the county.
And what is this deal? This is, because we've talked about it before, what does this help? What is a clean sweep? What is Operation Clean Sweep?
Any junk that you've got in your yard, old furniture, clothing, scrap metal, appliances, household items, yard debris, phones, microwaves, electronics, And we may take a few tires, but there's going to be some restrictions on that. We're not big into tires. We're just not set up to handle.
Right.
We'll have something in the neighborhood. I think the last one we did about 16 containers of trash. Containers.
Wow.
Of trash. We'll start at 7 in the morning, and they will be lined up at the gate when we unlock it.
And it's free. It's free.
Yeah, of course it's
free.
We
just show up, my pickup truck full.
That's right. You bring it in, we'll help you unload it. We encourage you to bring us stuff. By all means, it's free. And it's one of the ways we can help clean up your yard, for lack of better words. So, and we have some people that probably need to focus a little bit more on that than talking about myself here.
Right. So we'll maybe two truckloads out of some yards and a truckload out of others. All right. As we talk, this is an issue actually, Mobile County Commission issue, but also could be an AL1 issue. Where do we stand now on BP? And BP money and the projects here. We talked about the portals. We have different are we finished with that? Is the group still meeting? Where do we go from here?
Well, the only thing I got in the portal that I actually got money from was a project that's focused on sediment from dirt roads.
Tell people about this because it'll win-win.
Well, the biggest issue I have in the south part of the county is dirt roads. I have over 300 miles of dirt roads. So the sediment from that, we have to bring in a lot of red dirt to fix those dirt roads. Mm-hmm. And then when it rains real hard, like we have every other day here lately,
mm-hmm.
Some of that sediment will run off into the creek systems, into the swamps, it'll get in the bay, get in the oysters. So we've got to figure out a way of stopping that. So I put a sediment package together. I asked for about $62 million on my portal for my project, and they accepted it. So now I've only gotten $8 million of it. They want to see us actually put this into effect, but that's $8 million towards $60 million that will totally stop the sediment runoff and issues that we have.
So how do you do? I mean, how do you apply that? Do you put a triage list of roads together or do you lightly apply everywhere? Do you spread the peanut butter all in one part of the toaster?
We know exactly which roads and sediment comes off which roads and which they go into the river and creeks. You simply look at a map and identify where you've got water crossing beside it or under it. And that'll tell you on a dirt road basis, and that'll tell you where you want to use that money. We put a list together. We put a price on it. We went for it, and we got it. So, I'm getting an extra 10 or 12 miles paved there that normally would just have to wait for the pay-as-you-go plan.
And, I don't know if they're asking this question to you as a Mobile County Commissioner or a candidate for AL1 in Congress. What's your take on the tolling proposed for the I-10 Mobile River Bridge?
I was surprised on the tunnel tolling. I have not, the meetings that I've sat in, I have not heard anything on tolling.
It surprised me too, but it's because I didn't, I think I've said it's on me because when I heard tolling, I made the assumption, and we know what assuming does, but I assumed that it meant just the bridge, not the tunnel, and I never did ask the question, does that mean the tunnel too, so it wasn't answered.
Well,
it surprised me as well.
I'm not the president of the county commission at this moment, so I don't sit in on every meeting. We're invited to sit in on some of them, but not all of them. I assume that was addressed in one of the meetings I was at, but I was a little surprised to see that and hear that. I got a feeling that probably came down through the state.
Right.
It's certainly a way that the state could help raise some funds. I don't.
And that's one thing, too, I think that we got to talk about. And I kind of tried to build a defense for the tunnel tolling because that's just what my brain does. Even though it bothers me, I got to figure out if I'm building the case for it. And we're sitting right here. We're on the causeway. We're north of the Bayway at this point, looking down here at the Bayway. And part of that project is to also expand and raise the Bayway.
Yeah.
So.
Six
I guess
lanes.
You could make the argument that that is connected to the tunnel, so to pay for the, it wouldn't be for just the bridge, it'd be for the.
Well,
doesn't mean I would make the argument, but at least I'm trying to build their case for how they would.
We know the tunnel's going to be used by local people,
mm-hmm.
So I would at least hope there would be a different, a much smaller rate, if anything. Now that's a state issue, that's a state tunnel, so that's not a county commission issue.
No, but if you're in Washington, a discussion of the 80% federal. Those kind of projects going forward, that one's concrete stride.
Yep.
But in going forward, those are the deals.
I would prefer seeing the tunnel not to be told. That's my opinion.
I think the majority of us did. And then I hear, they said, it would make the bridge leaky, meaning leaky not for water, but leaky for revenue, that people would not take the bridge because there's a toll there, which is normal. It's like economics day one in class.
But the whole focus, all the money is supposed to be made on truck traffic anyway. That's where the real money is going to come back on the bridge tolls.
What about that? Traffic. I mean, what about that for the Walmart sortation center? Those trucks heading east.
We haven't even cranked up at Walmart. We've got roughly 450 jobs filled. There was 750 on the target. They're still taking applications. They're still hiring CDL drivers.
But how many trucks are we talking about when it's at full capacity?
At any given time, the number's all over the scale, somewhere around 300 trucks at any given time.
That's a lot. I mean, that's
a lot.
So we talk about infrastructure, and there's the infrastructure issue of me getting the kids over to my, my brother's house to drop them off, and there's also the issue of commerce in our area.
But every truck that comes across the Bayway now has, or comes through the tunnel now, has a $50 surcharge on it.
How's that done?
Every truck that comes through the tunnel, they know to add $50 because the chances are either it's got to sit in traffic.
Oh.
Whether it's a wreck or something.
So businesses are building this in.
Right.
Okay.
So the $50 is built in. So to have that truck, to have that open bridge and charge, I don't know what the rate's going to be. That hadn't been
discussed. Well, we were told between $3 and $6, but that may just
not
be for local.
Truck.
Yeah, I don't know trucks. That may just be.
That's going to be for car traffic, which everything is going to these federal paid road systems. They're becoming very popular. It's the only way we can get things done. We're too busy spending money on foolish things.
Well, that's the point, right? So there is money
putting through infrastructure.
There is money. Lord knows we're deficit spending in Washington, and if it wasn't for the check of not being able to print money, we'd deficit spend here in Alabama.
Sure, of course.
All right, we'll come back. We'll address that some more. We're coming back after the news break. More with Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl has announced he's running for Congress AL1. We'll also take some comments on the text line, ask some questions. You got them? Put them up on the text line. I'll ask them when we get back live at Ed's Seafood Shed. This is Midday Mobile. This is FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. Remember, online, fmtalk1065.com and the podcast page there where this show and the 40-some-odd hours a week of live vocal programming we do post up. You can check it out there. Coming up at 1, the Scuttlebutt Radio Network. Right now, I want to check in with Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins because right now, probably the perfect time before the big Mardi Gras weekend ahead to do some pre-purchasing of gifts, right?
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, Joe Kane Day is coming up and then Mardi Gras Day. So the smart planner, the smart person out there, which would probably not include me or you, Sean, but the rest of the world should really come down to the shop, check out all the cool jewelry, some of the silver coins we have, and plan ahead. Go ahead and get something nice for that special person in your life because, sometime over the next week, you're going to need it.
Right, and so go ahead and have that gift ready to give. Don't let them know you have it because that'll make them think you're going to screw up. But you have it ready when you do screw up. And also, it's always just a good thing, and you've taught me this over time because I can get such good deals like on the Opinel knives and some of the great coins. To have these on the ready, you're not getting in trouble, but you just get the old, hey, it's your nephew's birthday party or something like that, and you go, I didn't know that. But then you already have a gift ready to go.
Well, exactly. I mean, the Opinel knives, the jewelry, American Silver Eagles are always popular. And I wanted to let people know that even though there's some fake news out there that the U.S. Mint is out of silver, that's not completely true. They're just booked on their production right now. There are plenty of Silver Eagles available and lots of other cool silver items as well.
And I know y'all are going to teach people this when they come by Mobile Bay Coins, but you taught me way back that somebody like me that has maybe a lighter budget here and can't go gold on day one, silver has a lot more margin, and it's really worked better for me.
Well, definitely. I mean, it's affordable. It's under $20. You can get a nice piece of silver, which works great as a gift, great as an investment, and even as a savings tool. We have a lot of people buy it just to save money.
All right. Give people directions to come see you.
Yeah, we're in Midtown. 2204 Government Street, well away from all that Mardi Gras drama. You can always call us 725-1590 or go on to Facebook and like and follow Mobile Bay Coins there.
Hey, thanks, Angelo.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in for Mobile Bay Coins. We continue our discussion with Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl, announcing today that you are
running for Congress, District 1.
And
I've got to get used to that.
That's right. Yeah, it's going to pretty soon. It'll just be flowing off the
right
tongue.
Off my tongue.
And so people want more information. You said your Facebook page is online.
Everything's live. I just got a text. Everything's live. So Jerry Carl for Congress.
So people got questions. They can post them up there.
Yes, sir. We'll quickly to respond.
You're already posting up questions here on our text page as well. And will there be, are you going to have some events like people can come out, meet and greet kind of things?
We will. It's still a little early for that, but as the summer heats up, so will the campaign, so we'll start putting functions together. I want a chance to talk to everyone and answer everyone's question, give them a feel for who I am and what I'm about.
I want to do this because we just got a couple minutes left here before we wrap up. So your chance for to conclude, what people need to know about you, what people need to know about why you're asking for their vote just a little over a year from right now.
I'm a servant. I've always been a servant. I love my job as county commission. I think the last 6.5 years I've proven what I can do, why I want to do it. I think the why is a big thing. Why do people want to be in office? I love serving people. I serve at my church. I serve on the commission. I serve everywhere I can. I'm a people person. I don't have a hidden agenda here. I've got a success in business. I've still got some businesses. I can return back to that. There's not a hidden agenda. I'm pretty simple. You know, I just come across as a simple guy. But I love what I do, and I just want to take it to the next level. I honestly think there's some things in Washington that I can do to improve where we're at today.
Yeah, you gave us some bullet points earlier. You're talking about infrastructure. You're talking about the Veterans Administration, and you talk about a couple different issues.
And some communication up there in Washington among different elected officials. We've got to pull this together. We've got to come united together as a country. We got to quit all this splintering and bickering over little things and become united. You know, we're United States. That means everybody's got their own opinion. And it's okay to be different. But at some point, place, and time, it has to be United States. And that's where we're at.
All right, you know, if you're elected, you'll have to deal with calls about Snapper from me about every. You can ask Congressman Vernon about every month. I'm going to call.
Well, I'm
you
sure
about
my dirt road lady is listening to me right now, and we labeled her that, and I call her that out of love. But she calls me every day and every Sunday night to give me a report on her dirt road.
Okay, well, I will be that at the congressional level for Snapper regulation.
I'm good with it.
Okay, which is a special number. I'll just pick it up and say, just check it in.
I will. I'll get you your own phone number.
There he is.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming here and doing this with us.
Once again, it wouldn't be right to do this any other way, and I appreciate it, and I encourage everyone to go to my Facebook page, Jerry Carl for Congress. I would love your vote March 3rd, 2020. It's only a year away, and it's time to get ready for it right now.
All right, good stuff. Thank you. All right, we are going to be here. The station will be here till 2 o'clock because Scuttlebutt Radio Network comes on next, and I'll be hanging out, having some lunch, visiting with y'all. You want to come by and get some FM Talk 106.5 goodies, do that. Come by and see us. Be here till 2 o'clock. Remember, if you want to check out more of what we're doing online, fmtalk1065.com. Podcast page there, though we would like you to subscribe. You can do that on iTunes, you can do that on Stitcher, Spotify, even on the TuneIn Radio app. All right, Scuttlebutt Radio Network, veterans talking veterans issues next, right here on FM Talk 106.5.